Welcome to Behind the Game, where we look into the most impactful games of the last few generations. Today, we are looking at Grand Theft Auto 3. This is regarded as an impactful game due to the amount of violence in it, earning it a ban in places like Australia and many restrictions in other places. Now, many did not know that this was just the beginning of the Grand Theft Auto franchise, but for now, we're taking a look at the beginning. The first two differed greatly in mechanics and style from the third, but still kept the same basis, guns and driving. They were from a top-down perspective view, unlike the third-person view in the third game. They relied on violence for sales instead of story and dialogue. They released in 1997 and 1999 respectively, with two DLCs, which were downloadable content, coming out for the first game in between them. The protagonist of Grand Theft Auto 3, with GTA 3, which is its abbreviation, is Claude Speed. The game released in 2001. The story synopsis is that his former partner betrayed and non-fatally shot him and killed their colleague during a bank heist so she could take all the profit. You track her down and kill her, gaining friends and enemies in the process. The game started production in October of 2000. It started a giant craze of Grand Theft Auto games. Within the span of a decade, they released Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Grand Theft Auto 4, Grand Theft Auto Advance, Grand Theft Auto The Bout of Gay Tony, Grand Theft Auto The Lost and the Damned, Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, as well as others. They went to extreme lengths to make sure the game was realistic, like implementing the Euphoria mod, which used realistic features for Ragdoll. They also made Rage, the Rockstar Advanced Games engine. Now back to the beginning. In making the game, they had random planes flying in the air for realism, as well as helicopters. Because these planes were not actual entities within the game, they would fly right through things like buildings and birds, since they did not have boundaries. This, however, had to be changed due to the real-life terrorist attacks of September 11th or 9/11. Sadly, though, this was the first of many setbacks. They had to assure people this game wouldn't be a carbon copy of the first, like the second was. To make people believe it, they had to release a hushed gameplay trailer, which lacked many things, like character design, which meant Claude looked different in the trailer. His hair was slicker and his face was slimmer and narrower. During the credits of the game, Claude's new partner, Maria Latour, is supposedly shot. It's clear that her complaining is getting to Claude throughout the game, and when she complains that her dress is dirty, ignoring that Claude just killed many men to save her, a shot is heard. It has been confirmed that the shot did not kill Claude, since no one else was alive at the attack moment. She must have been the one that got shot.
Thank you for listening to my podcast known as Behind the Game. If you want to check out more episodes, I will create more in the next days or weeks. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and I'll see you next time.